My name's Samuel Leeds and I'm a property investor. I've bought hundreds of properties and I've been full-time investing for 17 years. And in this video, I'm going to talk to you about the full A to Z process of actually buying a house and how it works. So some of this you might already know, some of it might not. This may be a refresher, but hopefully it'll be a very helpful resource guide when looking to build your portfolio and buy houses. So the first thing is you need to actually find a house that you want to buy. And this could be through a sourcer, or maybe you've been on a training program and you've found an investment property, or maybe you've just been searching on Rightmove or Zoopla and you found something that you like the look of. So what do you do next? Well, the first thing is to phone up the agent and book a viewing. Now, when you do this, ordinarily, they're gonna ask you for five things. Before you can view the house, they're gonna ask you for your name. That should be easy. They're gonna ask you for your email, your phone number, your position. And what that means when they say, what's your position, is it means, are you an investor? Are you buying cash? Are you buying it to live in? What's your position? So if you're an investor, you'll say, I'm an investor. And then final thing they're gonna ask you for is, are you buying cash or mortgage? And do you have a mortgage advisor already? Now, the reason they're asking you this is because it's helpful for their records to know, but most estate agents, they will sell you on in-house mortgage advisory work. So if you say, I haven't got a mortgage, but I'm planning to get one, what they'll do is they'll book you in for a first-time appointment where you'll sit with one of their independent mortgage advisors who will help you get a mortgage. But those are the five things that they will ask in order to get a viewing. Now, when you go and view the property, always arrive on time. Typically, if you arrive 15 minutes late or more, the agent will have gone home and they'll be pretty upset with you. And this video is not about what a good deal is, but there's a lot of stuff, checklists that you'll want to look at to weigh up whether this deal is good or not. But once you've seen the property, you've assessed it, then it's time to do the next thing, which is to put forward your offer. Now, when you put forward your offer, normally what will happen is you'll ring up and you'll just say, I've seen the property, I'd like to put forward an offer, and then you'll tell them what your offer is. Never ask the estate agent, what's the lowest that they'll go with? Because the estate agent's job is to get the highest price. They're being paid by the seller, not by you. They're not a deal sourcer. They're not your mentor. They're selling the house and trying to get the maximum price. So when you ring up, you'll put forward your offer. Hopefully it'll be an embarrassingly low offer from a motivated seller. And when you put forward your offer, they'll never say whether it's accepted or not. What they'll nearly always do is they'll say, thank you for your offer. I'll put that forward to the seller and I'll be in touch. They won't give too much away generally either. So then they'll go and speak to the seller. They'll put your offer forward and then they'll come back to you and they'll say, hopefully, congratulations, your offer has been accepted. Now they're going to ask you for five more things. They need these five more things in order to take the property off the market. So these things they're going to need, five things. Number one is your name, or the name of the person buying the property. The second thing is they'll need some photo ID. Thirdly, they'll need a recent proof of address. So normally 3 months, within the last 3 months, it could be a utility bill, a council tax bill, or something like that. Number four, they will need your solicitor details, who's gonna actually be representing you. And then the fifth thing is, if you're buying with a mortgage, is they'll want your decision in principle. But normally, just giving them your mortgage broker's details will suffice. You'll put that forward in an email. Thank you for accepting our offer of £250,000 on 32 Church Road. Please see attached. Boom, 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 boom. And you'll send that to them. Now, at this point, they will then prepare something called the memorandum of sale. Now, the memorandum of sale, what that means is that is, they'll send it to you. It's almost like a stamp of approval that your offer's been accepted. And that's something that you can then show to your solicitor when you instruct them to do the searches, which we'll get to in a minute. Once you've had your memorandum of sale, you've not signed anything, neither has the seller. You've simply got an agreement, a heads of terms, where you've got an agreed price. At this point, they've sold the property subject to survey. Or they may say it's under offer. Now, at this point, you're gonna send the details to your solicitor, and there's now gonna be a few people involved in what we call the sales progression. The sales progression involves, firstly, your solicitors. Now, they're gonna do all of the conveyancing and the searches, making sure that there's no red flags, there's no cautions. So, for example, they'll check the title plan. They'll make sure that the property is freehold. They'll make sure that there's no mine shafts under the property. So they'll do all the legal checks. That's what the solicitors will start doing in the searches. You're also going to have, assuming you're buying the property with mortgage, you're going to have your mortgage advisor or your mortgage broker who's going to now speak to all the different lenders and find you a suitable bank or lender who's going to provide the mortgage for you. And they're going to get something called a DIP, decision in principle, from the lender. And the lender is then going to go out and view the property, and they're going to value the property, and they're going to ensure that they're happy with it. So that's what's going to happen with the mortgage broker and the lender. You may get a home buyer's report, or it might be that you don't need to get a survey because you're quite happy with the property. But generally speaking, it's always smart to get an independent building survey. Now, what this means is it might cost you about £350. If there's a problem, there's some Japanese knotweed or there's some structural issue and the surveyor doesn't pick up on it, it means that they will be liable. And when the independent building surveyor goes round, the report will always be really scary because they will literally find everything. And if they've got concerns about something, like for example, they might sense that the wall has been tiled up on it, and they might say, well, there might be some damp behind it. So what they'll say is, could be damp. We would suggest you get a damp specialist if of concern. So they'll tell you all the potential cautions, and then it's down to you to decide, do you bring in more professionals and more experts? And that will depend deal by deal, investor by investor. And then the other person is the estate agent. So the estate agent, when do they get paid? Well, they get paid by the seller and they get paid on completion day. So the estate agent is going to be chasing you and dealing with the solicitor and dealing with and making sure that the everything's all in hand. Little tip, on average, it takes 3 to 6 months to complete on a house. During that time, you've got to be fast. And what I say is, when the ball's in your court, knock it out quickly. But when it's with the solicitors or when it's with the lender, you've got to be a little bit patient. There's no rush unless you're buying from auction or unless you've agreed that you'll complete within 28 days. Now, while this is all going on, once the lender has been out and has valued the property and has said, yep, good to go, we can now confirm your mortgage offer, and the solicitors come back and the searchers have come back and there's no massive red flags, and if there are any amber lights, they'll tell you and they'll say, look, there's a small problem here. What do you think? What do you want to do? And they'll be able to advise you and guide you through that. Once the surveyor has been round and everything seems in order, if there are any problems, if the surveyor picks up something you didn't realise, you can renegotiate the price. It's a little bit frowned upon to renegotiate the price. If you've put forward an offer of $250,000, and then the 11th hour, just before completion, you say, actually, I've revised my offer to 240,000. Legally, you can do that. But you're going to, it's not ethical. And you're going to upset estate agents and potentially burn bridges, which you don't want to do. However, if you put forward £250,000 as an offer subject to survey, and then you get a surveyor to go around, oh, and there's dry rot all in the hallway, which no one could have known, it's going to cost you £5,000 to fix it. It's perfectly reasonable to then go back to the estate agent and say, look, the survey's come back bad, and unfortunately there was this issue which I wasn't aware of, so I'm going to have to revise my offer. That's reasonable. So once this has all happened, then what's going to happen is you're going to exchange contracts. Now, the difference between exchanging contracts and completing contracts, when you exchange, that's when you'll literally exchange contracts and you'll sign. And at this point, normally you'll pay 10% of the money over to the seller, and it's now legally binding. And then once you complete, that's when the rest of the funds goes over. It's completely legally binding and you own the house. You will not pay the money to the seller or the estate agent. You'll pay the money to the solicitor, and the mortgage company will pay the money to the solicitor, and the money will go from your solicitor to their solicitor to the seller, and you're complete. Now, when you complete on the house, we call this completion day. The estate agent will normally ring you up, congratulate you. The solicitor will congratulate you. And that's when I would highly recommend buying everybody some flowers or some wine, some thank you cards, because property business is a people business. And when you thank people for getting properties over the line, if you give them a card, give them a bottle of wine, some champagne, some flowers, they're going to be really incentivized to help you and hold your hand and give you the best deals and give you the best service on your second, third, and 100th deal. That's something I've learned. Also, when you complete, generally the people that you're going to need in your power team, you may need a builder if the property needs a refurb. You may need a letting agent if the property needs to be put on the market to then rent. And also you may need a mentor, somebody to look at the property before you buy it and give you the advice. Because when you're buying properties for £250,000, little tweaks of knowledge, how to save on stamp duty, how to find a reputable builder. You might spend £1,000 in your education, but then that might save you £10,000 when actually in the business. So these are the types of people in your power team that you're going to need. And I hope that was helpful. Don't forget to like and subscribe for more videos like this, and I'll see you next time.